Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Beard Oil. Two local musicians in Anchorage are diving beards first into the business of male grooming products. They're going for a style reminiscent of Don Draper mixed with well-groomed mountain man. Social media is allowing their company to expand from online orders to local stores, salons, and beyond. APRN's Josh Edge spent an afternoon at company or apartment kitchen headquarters and has this story.
Basically, now we're just stirring up the carrier oils that we put in.
That's Kyle Redding. He's a co-founder of Cut & Caliber, and right now he's whipping up the base for a fresh batch of Flintlock, the company's signature beard oil, in the tiny kitchen of his business partner's apartment.
Make sure all of them are blended together before we start adding the essential oils, which are going to be the fragrance.
Kyle says he originally met his business partner, Stephen Cornfield, through Anchorage's music scene.
He was in a local band, I was in a local band, and we hung out, and we both had the same kind of style and vibe.
Eventually, Kyle moved to Seattle with Stephen's band Thera to test the Lower 48's musical market, where they ended up roommates. That's when the pair decided they wanted to start a business. But what kind of company? Here's Stephen.
Once I moved back up to Alaska, we were just like, you know, hanging out, going to coffee, talking about stuff, talking about ideas, and like you said, we finally narrowed on like having a product-based company, a grooming and lifestyle company, a supply company, really.
At first, ideas ranged from a clothing line featuring t-shirts and hoodies to accessories and socks, but none of those ideas struck quite the right chord until, Kyle says, one of them floated the idea to create their own line of handmade men's grooming products.
We kind of just took off from there, and I mean, as soon as that idea came forth, we were like 100% on board for that from that moment, so.
The men's grooming product industry is booming nationally, but Kyle says it has not quite taken off in Alaska yet. So he and Stephen decided to get ahead of the curve, establishing themselves in the local market. Fast forward past dozens of failed recipes, and Cut & Caliber is about 3 months into its soft launch, selling a variety of items online. So far, their flagship products include things like a solid cologne, mustache wax, and of course beard oil, which Kyle is putting the finishing touches on right now.
See, it's the nice golden color that we kind of aim for. And then next we go on to our scents.
Kyle is digging through a box filled with small vials of scents, searching for the right combination.
Tea tree is up in our vault of scents.
By vault, he really means the small cabinet over the kitchen sink.
Perfect.
After grabbing a couple more scents, adding a drop of this and a touch of that, Kyle takes a sniff.
Let me check the scent on this to make sure we're kind of close.
While Kyle pours the new batch of Flintlock beard oil into each 1 ounce black bottle, Stephen is sitting at a small table in the kitchen, checking out a new product they are preparing to launch.
Yeah, I have a notebook I'm really stoked on, too. We just got these today.
Kyle and Stephen are gradually expanding the Cut & Caliber brand into things like notebooks, combs, and candles. As Kyle is bottling the beard oil, Stephen is figuring out how to pitch the new pocket-sized notebooks on Instagram. Because Cut & Caliber is an online company so far, social media is critical to getting both their products and company name out into the public eye.
Using pen and paper give you a timeless quality that our generation is getting away from. And give me another reason.
Some ideas are not so good.
I feel things that I write down are more important than just the ease of typing it in my phone.
But some are Instagram gold.
And the battery will never run out.
There you go.
Boom. Copy. Done.
That's definitely getting 12 likes on Instagram.
Since social media will play such a big role in whether Cut & Caliber ultimately succeeds or fails, they agonize over each post. And it may be working. According to Kyle, a handful of local companies like Dos Manos in Anchorage and a few local salons have already taken notice.
It's been, like, pretty humbling just to think, oh, we started 2 months ago and people were like, how much can you get us and when? And it's like, oh, whatever you want.
And as Kyle and Steven finish sticking new cut and caliber labels on the bottles of freshly brewed beard oil, they say supplying those stores, rather than only being available online, is their next step. Though they hope the work can be done from a new, bigger space rather than in the cramped kitchen of Steven's apartment. Reporting from my bathroom mirror, figuring out how to use beard oil, I'm Josh Edge.